a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good morning. Welcome to House Local Government Committee. I'd like to welcome everybody that's here today. Welcome to those that are listening over the internet. Please, if you got a cell phone, shut it off. If you got a laptop or some other device that makes weird noises, turn the volume down on it, please. We do have fines, which involves beef jerky for the committee. It's not my favorite, but I guess the rest of the committee would prefer beef jerky, so that will be the rule today. This time I'm going to ask the secretary to take the roll.
Representatives Craig.
Hi.
Here. Hi, Ed.
Here.
Heineman.
Here.
Heinert is excused. Latterell.
Present.
Nelson.
Here.
Olson.
Here.
Otten.
Here.
Soli.
Here.
Tolson.
Yes.
Tyler.
Here.
Rosam.
Here.
Rounds.
Here.
We do have a quorum. Our last meeting was well over a week ago, but we had minutes of that meeting, and everybody read those minutes thoroughly, enjoyed them.
I did, Mr. Chairman. I move approval.
We have a motion by Representative Hayak on approval of the minutes, seconded by Representative Craig. Any comments on the minutes? Hearing none. All those in favor of approval of the minutes, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are so approved. Good morning again. For those of you who do plan on testifying today, please remember to sign in. And if you have any documentation to pass out to the committee, we have pages up in the front row here that will do that for you. Speaking of the pages, I'd like to have them come on up and identify themselves. Tell us where you're from.
I'm Devin Kurtz. I'm from Delmont, South Dakota. And after high school, I'm going to go to USD for elementary ed.
Hi, I'm Rosalyn Rasmussen. I'm from Viborg. And my plans are to go to the University of Sioux Falls with the hopeful major of elementary education with a religion minor.
Thank you. Good to have you folks here. Thank you for what you do for the committee. I was kind of hoping I would hear one of you say, I'm going to go to Northern, because we'd get a cheer from the back of the room here. Today is Aberdeen Day at the Capitol. Well, it's Chamber and Industry Day, but Aberdeen is here in full force. Thank you, folks, for coming to visit. It's good to have you folks in town today. I noticed one of our members, David Norstrup's mom, is running around here today. Say hey to her if you see her. And also in the front row to my left, we have a journalism class from Sioux Falls, Washington. They make their annual trek up here. We really appreciate what you folks do, and it's good to have you here. So welcome to the committee today. Before we get started, I want to do a little bit of a personal privilege to the committee here. Yesterday, we had probably the longest day that we will see, probably even next year's too. Our crossover day is a very long day, but we were going till about 10 minutes after 10 last night. I'm very proud of our House as a whole. We debated some important issues. We had some very interesting discussion, new issues brought up. I'm very proud of how the House handled themselves. And being the fact it was so late when we got out, I'm surprised everybody's here today. So I thank you for being on time. We do have a very short agenda today. The first bill up today, and we'll get started, is Senate Bill 121. This is to repeal certain provisions relating to the Commission on Intergovernmental Cooperation. Since the chair is a co-sponsor on this bill, I'm going to hand the hammer over to my vice chair.
Okay, we're ready. This is Senate Bill 121, an act to repeal certain provisions relating to the Commission on Intergovernmental Cooperation. So we'll first take the proponents.
Good morning. I'm Senator Deb Peters. I represent Hartford, Humboldt, Crooks, Wall Lake, and the western north western northwest corner of Sioux Falls. I brought Senate Bill 121 as my little effort to repeal old and outdated language. I don't know how many pages this particular bill is, but it's a lot of pages of language all going away. Just a little bit of background. What was determined based on the research that we did, this commission's duty was to coordinate the membership of the legislature in various regional and national government organizations to provide a report summarizing what occurred at these particular meetings. Just for the committee's indulgence, this commission has not been functional for over 30 years, as we have instituted an executive board, which is elected by our legislative caucuses, and those folks meet at the interim and they run the business of the legislature. So as you all know, in a couple of weeks, you will all be deciding in your caucuses who will be elected to the executive board. Then those elected members will then continue running the business of the legislature. Part of that business is includes the legislative budget, but also works on determining travel policy and things like that based on budget constraints, and then also which organizations and who gets to attend those organizations. And then everybody kind of reports back to the executive board. So with that, Senate Bill 121 repeals language in statute that hasn't been in use since, close to as long as I've been alive. So with that, I just ask for your favorable support on Senate Bill 121. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Peters. Do we have any further proponent testimony today? Any further proponent? Any opponent testimony? Okay, thanks. We'll open for any committee questions and or action.
Madam Chair?
Go ahead.
I've been around lots long, so it was in place, but I would move to a do pass in this bill.
We have a do pass. Second. Betty, Representative Olson, seconds. Any further discussion from the committee? The secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Craig?
Aye.
Hayek?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Heinert excused. Latterell?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Soli?
Aye.
Tolson?
Aye.
Tyler?
Aye.
Rosum?
Aye.
Rounds?
Aye.
Are we 12-0? The bill, Senate Bill 121 passes with 12-0, and we'll... Yes, Senator. I'm confused today. Representative Olson. Okay, we have a motion for consent and a second by Hayek. All in favor will vote aye. Secretary,
aye.
Call the roll.
Aye.
Oh. Opposed? All right, we'll go to consent with that one.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. I like it when my bills go to consent. That's really good news for us today. No, we will not reconsider that vote. The next bill up today is Senate Bill 166, an act to revise a number of years that permits to carry a concealed weapon are valid. This time the chair will ask for proponent testimony on Senate Bill 166. Good morning, former representative.
Thank you. Representative Rounds, members of the committee, a pleasure to be in front of the House Local Government Committee. I am Senator Larry Roden, District 29. There's more to Senate Bill 166 than actually meets the eye. And I'm going to take just a minute or two to explain the circumstances surrounding the introduction of 166. About a year and a half ago, it came to my attention, it was brought to my attention by a local gun dealer in Rapid City, maybe a discrepancy or an anomaly in our state law that's specific to South Dakota and not surrounding states, and it has to do with the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, NICS. In South Dakota, when you apply for a concealed weapons permit, the sheriff does a background check but does not use the NICS system when he does the background check. Don't ask me what system they do use, but it's not the NICS. Ergo, the complication to that is when I go to purchase a firearm, I am subject to that background check. My understanding is since you do not go through the NICS background check when you apply for the concealed weapons permit, I have to do that every time I buy a firearm. In fact, I've probably four or five times in the last year and a half, I've had to go in, fill out that the NICS questionnaire. Once I'm done with that, the store manager or store employee takes it in the back and they run that background check before I can purchase a firearm. Go through it every time. Most of the time, it's fairly simple. Doesn't take that long. Other times, if their system is down or if it's delayed, obviously everybody else is delayed. If it's down, and the issue that was brought to my attention from the gun dealer, on a couple of occasions, the system was down, and they were out of business. At any rate, so that's what I set out to resolve this year through the Secretary of State's office. A few more issues came to the surface as a result of that conversation. You remember a few weeks back there was a news story about the fact that South Dakota was one of just a handful of states that our mental health facilities don't have the process or the structure to report mental patients to the National Incident Criminal Background Check System. Representative Hoffman had a bill, I believe, that was put to rest a couple days ago that set out to resolve that issue. He's been part of the discussions I've had with the Secretary of State's office and the Attorney General's office. All that being said, it became more apparent to me that there was a broader scope than just dealing with concealed weapons permit. I've been having conversations with the Secretary of State's office, the Attorney General's office, the Governor's office has been very helpful at getting involved and helping to start bringing the interested people to the table and look toward a broader solution than just the concealed weapons permit. I introduced Senator or Representative Kamak and myself introduced 166 for two reasons. First of all, it does have a change. It allows our existing concealed weapons permits, instead of being valid for 4 years, they'd be valid for 5 years. The reason we did that was because the NICS background check is valid for 5 years. So we wanted those to coincide. So I put that was the language in the bill. Introduced that to beat the deadlines, but also it would have presented itself as a vehicle if we had resolved some of these other problems. Again, became apparent that we shouldn't try and rush into this and throw a solution into this bill. The parties all agreed that we'd work through the interim to resolve the bigger issue. So you have Senate Bill 166, just the way it was introduced, very small step, but a legitimate step to move in the right direction and set the table for next year when hopefully we can wrap our arms around the broader solution to the issues that I've outlined. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'd ask for your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Roden. Any additional proponents on Senate Bill 166? Proponents. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Randy Hartley. I'm with the Department of Public Safety and with the South Dakota Highway Patrol, and I am here in support of Senate Bill 166. I'll make it very quick. We feel that the bill is a logical and a reasonable expansion of the Second Amendment, and it eases the burden on administration, and we would encourage you to support Senate Bill 166. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hartley. Any other proponents to Senate Bill 166?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Matt Konenkamp. I'm with the Governor's Office, and I will just echo what Randy Hartley said. We feel that this is a good bill to allow for unrestricted access for lawful gun holders to have their permit for an additional year without having to go through the red tape. So we support it. We'd ask you to do the same.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any additional proponents on Senate Bill 166? Any other proponents? Seeing none. Excuse me. Any opponents to Senate Bill 166? Any opponents? Seeing none, I will close it to public testimony, open it up to committee questions. Are there questions of the committee? Representative Hayak.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question of Senator Roden. I tried to pass it by note, but it didn't work. What was the number of the bill that was shot down in committee dealing with the mental health issues that Representative Hoffman had? And I'm asking that in possibly the idea of doing an amendment to this bill.
Mr. Chair, you're referring to which bill from Representative Hoffman?
The one that you just mentioned in your testimony.
You know, I might have misspoke. If I said Representative Hoffman, Hunhoff.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hunhoff.
I'm sorry.
Bernie Hunhoff had
okay.
the bill. I think you're referring to the mental health bill.
1188.
Yeah, I would remind the committee members, you need to listen to what I mean.
Well, no, you may. Okay, wait a minute. You may have said Hunhoff. You know.
No.
Oh, thank you.
Mr. Chairman,
may I? Would it make sense to do an amendment with that particular item, since that was your purpose, this being a vehicle, with just the change in the years?
Senator, can you answer?
I can, and thank you for the question. That obviously is possible. It's not what I would wish that we would not do, because I read Representative Hunhoff's bill, and I thought it was extremely problematic. And an example of what we get when we don't take our time and come up with the right answer, and we try and rush into an answer, because I saw several areas in that bill as I read it that gave me a great deal of concern and consternation. So I was very happy to see that bill go to the 41st day, and would hope that we come up with a better solution through the process that I've outlined. Thank you.
Do you have a follow-up?
Thank you.
Further questions of the committee? Any additional questions? Representative Nelson.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I have a question for the good gentleman from the governor's office. Mr. Chair, if it please you. Sir, I've sat through, I think this is my fourth hearing on gun bills, and those other three hearings I sat through, the governor's office had grave concerns about furthering or protecting gun rights of South Dakotans, and now they're coming in here on this bill, and what I see is basically changing 180-degree direction. This allows South Dakotans this worthless peace card right here to be 5 years instead of 4 years, and it kind of goes against their whole arguments against the other bills. I guess, is there a change of heart now, or is it just because the NRA is sponsoring this bill?
Mr. Chairman?
I'm asking where that question's going, I guess.
Well, I guess I just have...
Is it on the merits of this bill here, or is it as to why...
Well, yes, it does. Yes, sir. I mean, the administration has testified repeatedly over the last several weeks about expanding or protecting South Dakota Second Amendment rights, and this extends people's ability to have a concealed weapon by a year when they've already testified that they have grave concerns about South Dakotans having a concealed weapons to begin with.
Can you answer that question? Go ahead.
I'll try, Mr. Chairman. Thanks for the question, Representative Nelson. A lot of times we deal with broad picture things and finite picture things. An example is we've got a bill to prohibit radioactive waste from North Dakota coming into South Dakota that exceeds 5 picocuries per gram. So someone could say, well, you support radioactive waste coming into the state at 5 picocuries. Well, why not a billion picocuries? There's a difference in the details here. And this bill is very simple. It reduces a roadblock and just makes it a little easier for law-abiding citizens to carry a concealed weapons permit. Some of the other bills were more complicated, And in our mind, particularly the bill that I testified against on behalf of the governor's office, created some problems in our minds on constitutional grounds. And so we've got to look at each bill, not for what the overall subject matter is, but as to what each bill will do on its own merits. So I don't view this as a 180-degree change, just a analytical, thoughtful approach to this bill.
Do you have a follow-up, Representative?
No, thanks, sir.
Thank you. Further questions of the committee? Representative Olson?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is for Senator Roden. On that related subject, did the NRA bring this bill, or do they back it?
No, well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for the question. Yeah, and Representative Nelson, I think you said something to that effect, but that is not the case. This was brought to me by a gun dealer in Rapid City about over a year ago. As I went through the process, first with the Secretary of State's office, at one point I did call the NRA rep to see if they get their take on the issue. Of the background check, and he told me that he had conversations with the Attorney General's office, which I thought was helpful, and so he was part of the conversation, but that was the first and only conversation. I haven't heard from him since then, but to answer your question, no, it was not sponsored by the NRA. Very little to do with it other than one conversation.
Follow-up question, Representative? Further questions of the committee?
Mr.
Representative Hayak?
Senator Roden, please. She generated some other questions, and I would ask, the NICS program, as I wrote down, you're saying that we actually don't use it in South Dakota because our sheriffs use whatever background check it is that they have. And then you said that the reason to get this from 4 to 5 years was so that we could coordinate with the NICS system. Will that indeed happen with this change?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With the change that you see in front of you right now, no. All this will do is set the table for when we do take the next step, and assuming we take that next step, regardless if we do or we don't, the sheriffs, the governor's office, all the players we've been involved with obviously are still proponents of this bill.
Follow-up. So we get this in place. What is the next step then to get the NICS program in place? Do we have to do away with the current background check, or what is it, if you know?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My understanding would be that process would be, the sheriffs, the county sheriffs would re-coordinate. I don't believe that it would require much of a change. The sheriffs would just change the system. They're currently going through a national database. It just doesn't happen to be the NICS system.
Thank you.
Follow up? No. Further questions of the committee? Any further questions? Seeing none, I'm going to close the question portion and open it up to committee discussion and or action on Senate Bill 166. Representative
Chair
Heineman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I recommend do pass.
Second.
Motion by Representative Heineman to pass Senate Bill 166, seconded by Representative Olson. Do you have comments on that motion?
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Yes, it seems pretty self-explanatory. I guess I would agree with the sponsor of the bill.
Further questions, Representative Soli, or comments?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I did want to comment. I was going to try to get it in before the do pass motion. I'm in favor of that, but the bill 1188 was mentioned, and just clarifying that came through Health and Human Services, and there was reference to being highly unacceptable, and it was totally amended to be one page, and was I'd encourage, even though it didn't pass, I'd encourage you to read it, because I think something similar will probably come back. The actual vote on do pass was 6-6. It was improved considerably to to just apply to very, very dangerously mentally ill people who had been involuntarily committed. So, but this bill seems fine to me, and I don't think the two are necessarily related at this point.
Thank you. Representative Nelson, comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just to clarify some of the comments I made earlier for the listening public, H. Bill 1010, H. Bill 1222, and HB 1129 were all three good gun bills that protect South Dakotans' rights. In regards to the NRA comment, I'm a distinguished life member of the NRA. I've had problems, and I'm disappointed that the NRA is AWOL again on yet another good gun bill in South Dakota. But make no mistakes, folks. This bill is being watched and monitored by the NRA. It's been put out in their NRA news reports. So NRA has taken this under their wing. Whether you want to call it sponsored or not, it's definitely an NRA bill. So I support it, as I supported the other three gun bills I mentioned. And I'd ask you to do pass.
Further comments on the do pass motion? Representative Tolson.
Thank you, Mr. Leader. I think it's a good, clean bill, and just to leave this bill alone as it passes through the House would be good after listening to the comments today. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any additional comments? Seeing none, the Chair is going to make one brief comment before we go to the vote. We have seen a number of gun bills this year. This one here, I think the proponents laid it out very simply. It's a start. It's the first step into moving into a new system. I'm one of these. I'm looking at the year 5. I'm surprised we don't look at something going to 10 or longer, but that's another story. The comments on the other gun bills, you have a book cover on every bill. And this one here, you open up the book and very simple, laid out. I don't think anybody really has a question on this bill. The other bills definitely had problems. I think they were laid to rest in committee for reasons, for problems that need to be fixed, maybe brought back, clean them up a little bit, we can move with them. And that being the case, that's why this bill here, I have a feeling, is going to move out. Pretty good vote. The others, I think we will be addressing them again in future years. Hopefully we will, and they'll be done properly. What's in the book will match what's on the cover. So with that, I'm going to ask for those in favor of Senate Bill 166 to vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Craig.
Aye.
Hayek.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Heinert excused. Latterell.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Soli.
Aye.
Tolson.
Aye.
Tyler.
Aye.
Rosam.
Aye.
Rounds.
Aye. Senate Bill 166 will move to the floor with a do pass recommendation. That wraps up our very short agenda today, folks. Okay. Representative Latterell, you have a personal privilege?
Personal privilege.
Go ahead.
I'd like to introduce my good friend, Jerry Sager, who, when I was an intern here in the South Dakota Legislature in 2006, we both served on the Appropriations Committee, so he's an expert on local government issues and also an entrepreneur in the energy and gas industry, so I wanted to welcome him to the committee.
And welcome to the committee. He reminded me the other day that his mom worked at Black Hill State University and actually remembered me back from 30 years ago. I'm scratching my head on that one. I'm not posting the agenda for next week yet because we have bills coming over from the Senate today. We'll have first reading of Senate bills. After I get all the bills put together, I will set an agenda. We only have two meetings in which we can get our work done. We got next Tuesday and we got next Thursday. Right now I've got two bills. One of them deals with local agencies and workers' compensation issues, and the other one deals with the favorite topic of smoking. And they'll both have some discussion, but I want to wait until we get our total bills in. Then this afternoon I'll sit down and make an agenda. If you have any questions on any of these bills that we're laying out, get a hold of me. But I want to try and space them out so we've got not all the talkers in one day. Is there any other comments, discussion for the good of the committee? Hearing none, I'll entertain that motion by Representative Hayek. We have a motion to adjourn, seconded by Representative Hayek, seconded by Representative Rosam. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We are adjourned.